Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
New car? No problem, because the Bank of Ease is also the bank of great wheels. Like it? Own it. Drive it. With a deal on wheels from Republic Bank, we've got it all. Quick and easy approvals. Reduced equity from as low as 15%. Reduced interest rates from 6.5%. Up to 5 years repayment terms. Now's the best time to get that car, because the green light is within sight. At
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
The Gal Lottery Company's $1,000 instant tickets have so much to offer. Available at any of our 250 agents countrywide. Just try your luck. You could win a top prize of $2.5 million. And all the prizes ranging from $1,000 to $250,000. It's so easy to play. It's even easier to win, as each ticket offers multiple play areas. There are $70 million prizes to be won in the games. So get your $1,000 tickets today. And remember, ticket today can make you rich today.
Everyone's favorite place in the home is the kitchen. And in every kitchen, you will find Champion Chowmin. So Edward B. Beharian Company Limited has made it easy. Champion Chowmin seasoning has been carefully blended with the right mix of spices to help you get the perfect flavor of homemade magic. Champion Chowmin seasoning is Guyana's favorite seasoning to bring family and friends together.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank, constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They're treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
All humans are entrepreneurs. It is coded in our human DNA. And that's why the Small Business Bureau is here to make what's natural a reality, with services tailored to meet the needs of startups or existing businesses, like access to finance, business training, business resource center, business coaching, and many others. Visit the Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship. Lot 1, La Penitence, Georgetown. Telephone 226-8120.
In our last episode, James, Sunny, and Ignatius discussed a strategy to stop Simon's lies on Facebook. Simon was telling Coretta that he was confident of being elected to the village council when James, Ignatius, and Sonny arrived. They warned him to stop his scandalous posts on Facebook or face legal action. He ordered them out of his house. Ignatius later phoned Coretta, who said she was working on stealing Simon's computer, as he had asked her to do. As we return, Myrtle finds Coretta in Simon's house.
There have been many reports on
Coretta?
Oh, hi. Morning, Myrtle.
What are you doing here so early? Simon knows you're here?
Yes, I told him I was stopping this morning.
But you didn't even knock. Is that how you just walk into people's home?
The door was open.
Yes, because I just finished watering the garden. It's common courtesy to knock before you enter someone's home, though.
Well, I'm sorry. Simon here?
He's in the shower.
Okay, then.
Is there a problem?
No problem.
Look, Simon and I are just friends. You know that, right?
Myrtle, mean ask you your business. And frankly, I don't care.
I know the perception out there is that Simon and I are involved. Nothing could be farther from the truth.
Anyway, I was hoping I could use Simon's computer to go on the internet to check my email. You know where that?
It's in his room. But you should wait until he gets out of the shower and ask permission to use it.
Oh, yes, okay.
I will be in the kitchen making breakfast. If you want a cup of tea or coffee, feel free.
Thanks. All right, Coretto. This is your chance. Find the computer and get out of here. Yes, where this man hide this computer? Under the bed? Should have known this too easy. Under the mattress? Oh, come on, Coretto, you got to find this thing.
Well, if every day I come out the shower and find the woman in my room, how wonderful would that be?
Simon?
Didn't tell me you were coming over this morning.
Yeah, I wanted to discuss something about the campaign. I'm going to be in the living room and wait till you finish dressing.
No. Why is this the opportunity, eh?
Simon, what you doing? Myrtle right in the kitchen.
Oh, it's a big house.
Simon, no. I'm not doing this with you. Let's just keep it professional.
Okay. Tell me the real reason you're in my room. What were you looking for?
Some of the flyers, yes. I noticed some people pulled them down, so I was just gonna get some more and paste them up.
Didn't we leave those at your house?
Oh, yes, we did.
So, what's the real reason for you being here?
I forgot I had some in my house.
Coretta, you think I'm a fool?
No.
What are you doing in my room?
I was searching for the contract.
Why?
Because I want to tear it up.
You're a fool.
Ah, Simon, you're hurting me.
Get out my room. Wait in the living room for
me. Okay. Sorry.
Patsy, is what you doing in the hot sun? You want sorry for yourself?
And I know. It's who tell you I ain't fit and proper.
Sorry, my dear.
Today's 2 months from the elections.
I know.
Y'all got any soup today?
Yes, cow heel.
Oh, please give me one.
One cow heel soup, petal.
There's another new girl?
Yes, Patsy. We had to hire another girl.
Wow, business booming for the Bostons. I love it.
Thanks.
You ain't even got nothing pace up in the restaurant or nothing to encourage people to vote November 12th.
Look, right now I focus in on making money.
So like you ain't contesting again?
No. I want to be in the same race with me granddaughter. We got to give them young people a chance.
Yes, I agree. The old, young and the middle age all got to do this thing together. You mind if I talk to some of your customers though?
Look, you can't stop people while they eat them, Patsy. Like you want to chase people for me business or what?
All right, sorry. How run then the baby?
Good. She gone to the States to see her husband.
When?
Yesterday morning.
She gone permanently?
Not yet. She coming back next month. She want to be here to support Unique for the elections.
Lovely, that is nice.
Well, after that, I ain't know what she gonna decide.
Okay. It's nice that you're going to see your husband, though.
Yes. There's going to be $1,000 for the soup.
All right. Here.
Thanks. Well, I hear somebody organizing debates with the candidates.
Yeah. People ain't playing.
Well, they're going to be very interesting.
Very. People like Simon the Freitas.
Oh, he? I don't like the best bone in the man.
Girl, is now only you.
I don't know what's going on with the Anchoretta, but you're looking terrible.
Yeah, she look bad for truth. She better come and buy some of this same soup for catch herself.
She need to stop associating with that horrible man. That is what she need to do. She really know how to pick these men, eh?
Well, you know,
I don't know what these women see on Simon.
Well, you know, for a man has always got women acting funny.
Some women.
And when you look at Simon, the man is a very good looking man. Look how he tall, eh? And them broad shoulders.
I bet you've been there already, as the rumors have it.
A lady never tells. But I know. You had a man since your husband died.
I'm too old for fight up with man now, Patsy. Especially when creatures like Simon walking wrong.
I don't understand how you live so all these years.
And not everybody stay like you, Patsy.
Well, I'm back on my campaign trail, girl. You enjoy the rest of the day.
You too.
We bring the radio to the streets and the streets to the radio.
Vibes! The wicked-
Wickety show.
You spending the whole day, Coretta?
Just doing some work for Simon.
I just see you sitting here.
Like you vex mortal.
No, dear. What Simon does with his life is none of my business.
Yet you're here asking me questions. You need to stop lying to yourself.
Not everyone thinks like you, Coretta. By the way, are you diabetic?
Excuse me?
You've lost a lot of weight.
I ain't got sugar. His stress got me looking so.
Oh.
The man you living with is an evil man.
Simon?
Same one.
Are you implying that he has something to do with the way you're looking?
I am not implying nothing. That is the truth. Myrtle.
What?
Please help me.
Help you do what?
I don't want to work with Simon anymore, but he refusing to let me go.
I don't understand.
Do one thing for me that will help me out a whole lot.
What?
Watch. He got some information on the computer that I need.
Oh.
Once I get that, I could get out of this.
So, what do you want me to do?
Can you get the computer for me?
Look, I don't interfere with Simon things.
Please, mortal, please. Just wait till you go to sleep tonight and take the computer. I don't care if it's midnight. Just call me and let me come and collect it. A desperate mortal.
I don't think so, Coretta. I am not stealing from Simon.
It's just to borrow it and get information off.
I don't want to participate in nothing like that, Coretta.
Thanks, mortal. If I drop down and dead, you will be part to blame. Tell Simon I'm gone.
But aren't you supposed to wait for him?
I don't care anymore.
Tori, you ever hear radio like this before?
Coretta?
She left.
What do you mean she left?
Said she couldn't wait any longer.
Oh, really? Okay.
Simon.
What?
What's really going on with you and Coretta?
She's working for me, helping me with my campaign. You know this.
Yes. She doesn't seem happy, though.
Well, I suppose she has personal problems.
Yeah.
She said something?
No. She just said you were taking too long.
Oh. Well, I will visit her later.
Okay.
The elections are 2 months away. No room for foolishness now.
Yeah.
Myrtle.
What, Simon?
Why don't we just go ahead and get married?
Look, Simon, stop it. Oh, goodness, you never give up, do you?
You are the perfect woman for me.
No, Simon.
At least think about it.
I cannot marry you.
Why?
Because we have this conversation again. Huh? You almost married my niece.
Who is no match to the caliber of woman you are.
Flattery will get you nowhere, Simon.
Just one kiss.
No, Simon.
I'm not giving up on you. One day, Myrtle, my dear.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Try composting and help to reduce waste. Compost is highly nutrient-rich and suitable for use in your garden. You can have a compost heap or bin in your backyard to throw your fruits and vegetable peels, eggshells, and tea bags. This ultimately helps to reduce the amount of waste reaching the landfill. Together, we can pick it up, Guyana.
Murundoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Edward B.B. Harry & Company Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.